Hello and welcome to the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Gribble. I've been celebrating students and staff on social media since 2014. I'm in the trenches with you, and I know it's not an easy task. So if you're responsible for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more for a K-12 school district, you are in the right spot. You're going to lean in and learn some simple, actionable tips to help you reach even more people. And that's all going to happen while keeping your sanity. So let's get started. Oh my goodness. If you like lists and helpful tips and tricks, you are going to love today's episode. I am talking with Jennifer Jennings. She's with Rise Vision, and she's going to talk a little bit about what Rise Vision does, but they basically provide a solution for digital signage. And they've got a lot of capabilities, a lot of templates to really bring to life your digital signage, your computer, not computer monitors, but your TV monitors throughout your school. And she's going to be breaking down like what they do, what she sees as five tips for better like use of your digital signage. So she's got five practical uses there. And then because this is the Social Media for Schools podcast, she's also going to talk about incorporating social media with your use of digital signage. Now, disclaimer, whether you are a Rise Vision user or not, these tips are applicable. So don't shut us off if you are like, I don't use Rise Vision and I don't want to. You don't have to make this really, really helpful for you. But Rise Vision is an awesome solution that you might just want to check out if you haven't yet. So you're going to learn all about the art of catching people's attention and some practical tips that you're going to be able to pull over to your social media efforts as well. So very excited that Jennifer spent some time with us. Now, if you didn't know, last year, 2023, I published a book. It is called Social Media for Schools, and it is available now. If you haven't grabbed your copy, what are you waiting for? It's available now on Amazon. You can also click the link in the show notes to grab your copy and grab one for all of the folks that do social media. It is really a desktop guide to help you navigate this world of social media, from the strategies that work to the policies to content and how to keep up with it all. We really dive into it in the book. So check that out. Now let's get to this week's K-12 PR tip. All right. Today's K-12 PR tip is sponsored by Friends. Okay. It's Pivot. Okay. Sometimes we are doing something on social media and it's not working and we've got to pivot. I'll give you my example. This year we decided at Little New Auburn that we were going to do social media features on our staff, where staff submit the pictures and give a little description of who they are. In the past, we've always just done a Monday morning shout out to a different staff member to thank them for all they did. Very easy to do because you just use their directory picture and put it in a template and just change out the names and their positions each week in the caption. So very, very simple. So this year we're like, hey, it's been a few years. Let's actually ask our staff members for pictures and updates. You guys, it's been like pulling teeth. Okay. Like I got a few right away. They've been coming in intermittently, and now for a few weeks, I haven't had any. And I am just to the point where I am going to pivot and go back to what was working before, which we got a lot of engagement because people want to say thank you and they want to recognize our staff. But the staff is busy teaching students. They're busy with all of their life and everything that happens, within the school year. So they are less focused on writing a little paragraph about themselves and including a few good pictures. So I just wanted you to know that it's okay to pivot. It's okay to try something new and then go back. If something isn't working and you've kind of exhausted all of your options, move on to something else. You know, we share at Social School for EDU a lot of different ideas from different schools that work well, and it might not work well for your school, and that's okay. You know your school best. We still believe in celebrating all the great things happening, but don't be afraid to try something new and maybe drop it if it's not working. So that's today's K-12 PR tip. Now let's get to the very interesting and take action oriented podcast interview with Jennifer Jennings. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here starting out the year 2024 with a lot of great guests. And I'd love for you, Jennifer, to share your background and your role as growth marketing manager for Rise Vision. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so I've been the growth marketing manager for Rise Vision for almost a year now. March will be my 1 year anniversary, and I'm really, really excited about it. Being the growth marketing manager for Rise Vision has been such a treat and such a learning experience. I have absolutely loved connecting with so many educators and, people in the education space, specifically in the US and Canada. It has been like an eye-opening experience for me. I came from a little bit of a different background of marketing. Before joining Rise, I was in more of the digital marketing, but for like outdoor hospitality. But getting into education and education software has been amazing. I love it. I'm very happy.
That's awesome. And you're doing a great job. Can you tell me a little bit about who Rise Vision is and what they provide for schools?
Yeah, so Rise Vision is a digital signage software company. And what we do is we help school, our primary goal, I guess, is to help schools improve their communication within the school and within the community. So digital signage is a really unique platform or medium that can be used kind of like an internal social media channel. Some of our other goals is to increase student involvement. So that could be before and after school activities, just general awareness of what's going on within the school or within the community, celebrating student achievements. And our primary goal is to create a positive school culture. One other thing that we do, we have a lot of things that we try to help schools with, is help with school safety. So digital signage is kind of an added layer to your existing school or safety strategy. We can use digital signage to communicate proactive messaging, online safety tips, digital citizenship tips is really huge, and then emergency plans, all that kind of good stuff. Our primary goal is really just to help schools communicate better and create a positive school culture.
So when you're talking about digital signage, you're not just talking about the sign that is in front of the school that would be for passerbys. You're talking about like the TV monitor or whatever that schools might have throughout their buildings. Is that right?
Yeah. So the school, like what you see typically when you're driving around is you're going to see schools that have the kind of the outdoor marquee signs. And those, typically have like a logo and like what time it is, what the weather is, that kind of thing. But digital signage in this aspect is really the signs and the displays that you would have in your school. So whether that's in the common areas, like the hallways, some customers use digital signage in their classrooms for morning announcements, in the admissions office, in the gymnasium, in the cafeteria for a lunch menu. So basically anywhere that you would have like a bulletin board or a poster, you would replace that or supplement that with digital signage on a TV or some sort of display.
Okay. Yeah. And I was even at a school recently where they've had a brand new, I'm in Wisconsin. I know some of you listening are like in Texas and the big displays are huge at your football stadiums or whatever, but this was just a little town up in Wisconsin and they had a new, scoreboard that had a big video display. And it was really cool because like at halftime, they had their kids talking about some topic. I don't remember what it was now, but they were involving their kids. And, that was part of, almost like the halftime entertainment or whatever that was up there. So could it even include something like as big as that?
Yeah, I mean, the sizing is limitless. I mean, I've even used Rise Vision on my phone. Like you can use an Android and you can use your phone as a digital display. It's just anything that can be used as a display can have digital signage for sure.
So I really love the use of, you know, digital displays in schools, and I do see them everywhere. But, you know, there's some that are great. There's some that are not so great. It takes you back into the old PowerPoint days or something where there's just so many words on a screen, you can't even read it. So I think, you know, Rise Vision obviously, you know, focuses on this. And so what are some key factors in making your digital display stand out?
Yeah, so definitely we see that a lot is people think more is better and like, oh, let's just put every piece of information on this one presentation. That's not super effective. So yeah, that's something I have five tips. So there are definitely some ways to make your digital signage stand out. And if you're starting from scratch, or you already have digital signage and you're like, how can I make this better? This isn't working. I have five tips. So less is more is number one. I mean, this goes into PowerPoints, like we've all seen it. Focus on having fewer messages on the screen. Like I said, a lot of schools getting started will treat it kind of like as a bulletin board and jam as much content on the screen as they can. They have pictures, they have GIFs, they have, or GIFs, however you pronounce it, they have text, they have, you know, then they have like the ticker at the bottom with the date and the time. That's too much. You're gonna have schools are gonna have a lot more success if they reframe how they think about this, and instead of using it like a bulletin board, kind of using it as a billboard, like you when you're passing on the highway. Most of the time, someone's walking by and they're doing, you know, they're walking to class. They only have a couple of minutes. You want them to be able to read and understand what you're talking about in under 5 seconds. So same thing really as social media is like, think of them as like scrolling. And I mean, your presentation, your digital signage is scrolling. It's changing every 15 seconds or whatever. You need to have something that stops, gets their attention, shares the message that you need, and then they can continue. They don't need to be like stopping, reading, digesting all this information.
Yeah.
So that's less is more.
So this is a great tip. And I just want to say, whether you use Rise Vision or not as your digital signage, you know, tool, these tips would apply, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So less is more. And I just love the way that you explained that as a billboard and like you got less than 5 seconds and you're walking by. I think that probably you could stop right there. And that would be a tip that my listeners would be like, okay, that's what I'm going to explain to the people that are creating this content for it. Cause sometimes we're not the ones creating it. You know, we've got different people submitting things and they think that it's okay. So I love that one. What's your second tip?
Yeah. So the second one is having relevant content. I don't know if this is going to be like a huge issue with schools, but it could be. So you want to tailor the content to the specific needs and interests of your school community. So depending on the grade level, the content might change. What you have for an elementary or primary school is going to be different than what you have for a high school. And this is one example. So some students, and I talked to so many customers that say that their students love seeing photos of themselves. So if they do like a birthday announcement or they do a student recognition, like a kindness, whatever it is, the student achievement, and they have a photo of the student. Some students love that. And some students find it mortifying in their true like teenager angst, too cool for school. So it depends. And you need to tailor that content and listen to like what your students like.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. And I'm sure even, I mean, obviously, I see this with websites too, and I'm sure you see it with schools, but it's like, welcome back to school, you know, and it's like May 15th. So it's like, you've been in school all year. So just making sure that you're not just setting it and forgetting it for the rest of the year, but that it's very relevant.
Yeah. And especially, okay. I mean, with Rise Vision, you can have it so that your presentation or like whatever the template is basically expires. So, you know, your Christmas content disappears and falls off after Christmas. So you don't have a bunch of like stale content, you know, that's irrelevant or outdated, right?
Okay, so you can add, I mean, it's almost like a social media post where you can say, I want it, or a website where you can say, I want this announcement to go up at this time, but then down at this time. And so it would stop in the 5 second or whatever the normal cadence is for the rotation of the digital display.
Yeah, so it'll drop off your schedule and then you don't have to do anything with it. It's just not there anymore.
Okay, I love that. I like to set it and forget it. So that's a great one.
Yeah.
All right,
Set it and forget it.
what's your next tip?
All right. So number three is eye-catching visuals. So using high-quality images, that's huge. We see a lot of the time people take an image just off the internet and it's super pixelated, it doesn't look great. So high quality images, graphics, and colors. This can feel super overwhelming if you're not like a designer person, but there is like a balance and there's a couple of there are some like design rules. But ensuring there's a balance between the amount of text and the amount of visuals. If you're overwhelmed and you don't know what to do, Rise Vision has over 600 templates. But you can also pull content from sources like Canva. So even if, let's say you're not using Rise Vision for digital signage, pulling those templates from Canva and using them kind of as a base for your design is a really good idea to make sure that it's, eye-catching and aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, that's awesome. Love that advice. Number four.
So consistent branding. So just like you would with your social media content, it's important to maintain a consistent brand identity across all of your displays. So using the school's colors, logos, if you have a font family that you use, all of those tips help create a really cohesive and recognizable look. And it's just a better appearance, I guess, to have, the branded content that looks good.
Yeah.
A little bit
So
more professional, a little bit more modern, I guess.
and I'm assuming like not necessarily every post that you'd make or the did, separate digital sign would be always to brand, 'cause you might use some different colors because you want to sometimes stand out a little bit, but the things that are branded should be typical where it's like, hey, this represents our school, right?
Yeah, for sure. So I mean, let's say you pull in like a kindness template, that's going to be not necessarily branded to your colors, but if you're pulling an announcement, those kinds of templates are automatically going to have your logo on there. You're going to be able to update the brand setting so that template already has your brand colors in there. And then you mix it in with other like branded other templates just to give it like a nice balance. But yeah, so everything doesn't have to be branded. Everything doesn't have to be like whatever your school colors are, but that's an option, and to have, most of the content be
Okay.
cohesive.
Okay. That's awesome. And then I think you have one more tip.
Yeah, so my fifth tip, and we kind of talked about this, is having your content rotate and having regular updates. So one of the things for digital signage is it's replacing, posters and bulletin boards, but there's no point in having digital signage if you're not updating that content. If it's the same content all the time, people are just going to ignore it, right? So keep the content fresh by updating it regularly, have rotating messages, putting, kind of like filler content in there that keeps the con keeps it going and fresh. Is really the main thing. People are going to notice the new information because it's changing. Whereas if it's just the same all the time, you're going to end up where students are just ignoring it because it's the same. It's the kind of the same thing as there's a phrase for it. I can't remember right off the top of my head, but think about like when you're driving your car and you pass the same street all the time and you don't recognize anything, and then all of a sudden something changes and you're like, oh my God, has that Starbucks always been there?
Yeah.
But you don't notice because it's just constant. It's the same thing with digital signage, same thing with posters. People are just going to walk by them 100 times. They're not going to realize what's going on because it's just the same thing. You have to have that rotating content.
And I'm assuming with digital signage, you usually don't have sound with that, right? It's mainly just visual. Is that right?
Yeah, typically not. I know this is actually like a feature request that we have all the time. People want music with it. But it's not typical. You
Yeah.
typically wouldn't have sound in the background. I mean, you could if it was like if it was in like your front office, maybe you could have music playing in the background, but kind of
Yeah.
just like elevator music, but you wouldn't
Right.
have it in like your common spaces or anything, no.
Right. Okay. And then I've got one other question. I told you that I asked some off the cuff questions, but I'm just thinking about, okay, you want content that rotates, like you just said in tip number five. Now, you can add things like GIFs or like a little bit of movement in, whether it be a video type, movement, or if it's some animation. I mean, how do you sprinkle that in? And is that incorporated at all into the templates that you have, or your templates more just like just laid out and it's just still?
Yeah, so all of our templates, or like the majority of our templates, have some sort of animation. So it's not just a static image.
Okay.
The little we have one coming up for No Name Calling Me, and there's like a hand, like stop, that kind of motion, and the hand like moves a little bit. So there is some sort of animation.
Okay.
And then we do have templates that have like a video. So you could have even a video background. Maybe you don't have like a huge like in-depth video, but you have some sort of movement, or you have YouTube integration, so you're streaming your morning announcements, that kind of thing. So we do have those in place, and you kind of, I think it would de it really depends on each school and each audience, but you would be able to find that balance of having a video and then maybe having three static posts, for like posts
Yes.
with some sort of like minimal animation, just to keep things moving and different.
Yeah. I like it. And you kind of want to be able to catch their attention a little bit with some movement too, because like you said, it's always there. So you're always walking by it. When there's new stuff up there, they're going to notice it, and potentially if there's some movement. And I know, just with this being the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast, we're talking about social media a lot. And I know sometimes we can create cool things like through Canva that have some animation, but it actually gets less reach than like a still image would. And so, I know you got to be careful there, but, I guess just turning to, from these tips, which were great, I think the digital displays can really bring social media to life. And social media is something that we're trying to reach the outside community, but we're also trying to, reach internal staff and students. So can you share some ideas of what's working well for schools on using their digital signage with their social media efforts?
Yeah, absolutely. So I totally agree. Leveraging digital displays to bring social media to life in schools is fantastic. It's great to enhance engagement, and then really, you're enhancing and fostering that sense of community. So like my tips for creating really nice displays, I also have five strategies for amplifying your school's social media presence. So, number one is using digital signage to increase your following.
Okay.
So this one is, so you have, obviously you have this great audience within your school of staff, parents, students, depending on the age level. So use your digital signage to showcase your school's selected social media channels, relevant hashtags. You could even take popular posts off social media and put them on your digital signage, so people can be like, okay, why am I going to follow this school on social media? Oh, this is a great post. This is great information. And it's great for just increased visibility. So this tip would really work if your school is regularly open to the public for after school sports games, parent-teacher conference night, community events. Have a display that showcases, okay, this is our school's social media channels, and this is our school's brand hashtag. Make sure you're using this for content. Make sure you're following our social media channels.
Okay, question. Are you using QR codes now that QR codes are
You
like back in
could.
school? But
Yeah, I mean, you absolutely could. You could have a display, have like the Facebook, emblem, or have like some sort of like Facebook icon have that QR code with a call to action, like follow us on Facebook. This is our page, like the name of our page. Have that hashtag so people know where to find you online.
Okay. And then one more question. You talked about scheduling posts and being able to like sunset them at certain times. You just brought up an important concept of, hey, sometimes school's in session and sometimes school's not in session. So can you also with timing, if I'm using Rise Vision at 3:30 after the bell rings, can it go automatically to a different set of displays that you would do during the day?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot of customers and a lot of schools that have that their school is basically occupied from like 7 a.m. to like 9 p.m. every day. So when school's out at 3 o'clock or whatever, their school basically transforms into like this community hub where they have, you know, games, they have events, they have, you know, all sorts of stuff going on. So when school ends, they have an automatic schedule that switches over to more community-based digital signage. So, you know, different displays saying like, hey, you know, we have this event coming up, this fundraiser coming up. We've seen schools even do like advertising. So, you know, Joe's local pizzeria is offering a discount code, that kind of thing. So they're using their digital signage as a way to communicate with the community after school hours.
Okay. Well, all this stuff just makes your job easier. So if you haven't heard of Rise Vision, we'll definitely get you all the information after this. But I love how it's helping make things easier. So social media wise, we can increase our following. What's your second tip?
Yeah. So I'm stealing this a little bit, the language that we used in our webinar in last year, but build an army of storytellers. So your school is full of storytellers, teachers, staff, students. So one of the ways that you can use your digital signage to support them is to encourage your staff to share their stories, photos, and content with a centralized source. So maybe you have a display that's in your teacher's lounge and you can be like, hey, if you have anything cool going on in your classroom, make sure you send photos to Andrea. She's, you know, our social media manager. You can also use it, I said this before, but you can use digital signage to reshare popular posts and stories back from your social media back into the school. So you have something really cool going on in social media, lots of pictures. If for whatever reason you haven't reshared them on your digital signage, you know, put them on there as well.
Okay. Awesome. Love that tip.
Number three, and we kind of talked about this, but is building your brand. So digital signage is a great way to sprinkle your school's branding throughout the school, keeps those, you know, the brand at the forefront of people's minds. And I think it also, having the brand around kind of builds like that camaraderie or like that school spirit, you know, when you're like constantly seeing like different images about your school and stuff. Like, I think it just, I don't know, kind of just elevates the whole school experience.
Yeah, it totally does. I was just doing a podcast earlier today and talking about their hashtag and just how they use it everywhere. And they have stickers and they bought this big light up sign. So I'm, you know, kind of going back to the increasing your following with the hashtags is just, you know, building that brand and just making sure, because hashtags mean social media. Like that's what it's really used in is to help people follow your brand. And so I think that that's a great, great tool and a great way to use your signage.
Absolutely.
All right. Number four.
Yeah. So number four is you can increase student engagement. And I mean, this goes to staff and parents as well, but you can use digital signage to ask questions to increase student engagement. And then, you know, you ask those questions and then you maybe display like the poll of like what people, how people are answering. So it, you know, it's just a great way to get people's thoughts and opinions. I mean, if you had a survey and you used a QR code and the student can go on there, you know, at lunchtime, they have their phone, they scan the QR code, they get to give their opinion. And then the next slide is like, okay, we've had this many students vote yes for the donut fundraiser and this many students vote for the ice cream fundraiser, like, you know, whatever the case is. So just increasing engagement within the community.
Yeah. Now I want Both ice cream and donuts. Thank you very much,
Right.
Jennifer. But
Yes.
I could see with, I mean, polls and surveys are very easy to do too with like Instagram stories. And so if you are connecting there, you can connect those results back to the digital signage to get them out to even more folks. And then that may say, hey, like this isn't just a static way of sharing stuff. It's like actually engaging content. Like maybe I need to make sure that I'm following them as well. So that's gonna help your social media efforts. I love that.
Yep, absolutely. And then the last one is, so this was something that we talked about. This is a big item that we talked about in the Back to School Social Media Checklist webinar last year. One of your tips is to establish 1 to 2 weekly features on social media. So this is the same thing on digital signage. Establish those weekly or those monthly features. For example, and then the school can cross promote them. So this would be like some of our customer favorites are student spotlights. So we have a template for like the kindness student or like somebody who's doing something kind or some other achievement. Teacher spotlights where you could have like, hey, this is Mrs. Doe and she likes donuts and she teaches third grade. And then you could also have a feature of like, okay, this is what's going on in the upcoming week. Here's what you need to know.
Well, I always think it's good when you can create content for multiple platforms. And ways that you're going to communicate through a newsletter, through digital signage, through social media, through your website, thinking about all of those. I just really encourage everybody to, I mean, think of digital signage, like you said at the beginning, less is more, because sometimes we make so much. I see a lot of people do this, Jennifer. They have something shared on their Facebook page or their Instagram page that just has a lot of text on it. And it's like it was made because they probably put it on some kind of a display and then they just, hey, for easy use, I'm going to put that same thing out on social media. But what we forget is that, Jennifer, you're young, but I'm old. And so my eyes don't work as well as they used to. So when I'm looking at my phone, while Facebook, the text on the captions are bigger, the graphics aren't. So they're really small and so they're hard to read. So, I mean, I know there's a lot of tools out there, and obviously you have templates, but like Canva has the magic resize. But sometimes there's little differences that you just have to make so that it's appropriate per the channel. But I definitely think you can cross promote and cross use those just with caution.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, what you post on Facebook, like your graphic that you produce for Facebook is going to have to be a little bit different for Instagram or for Twitter, right? Like, there's all the resizing. And then the other thing with digital signage is like, it's going to be up on, think about it, you're in a hallway. This isn't like your home's hallway. These aren't like 9-foot ceilings. These are sometimes big ceilings. You know, you're moving, you have a TV. I was one of those kids that I was too cool for my glasses when I was in school. So like kids can't see, they don't know what's going on. There are changes that you have to make so that people can read like what's going on your
Good enough.
screen.
Definitely. So, you've shared so many great tips. If schools are listening, that are already Rise Vision cl clients, if they want assistance in improving their internal use of the system, because sometimes they're just like, I think I heard some like templates and timing that I don't think we're using as well as we maybe could have. What who should they contact for that?
Yeah, so if a school is listening and they're already using Rise Vision and they need help, or they, maybe they're using it, but they're like, I don't know if I'm using this to the fullest potential, send an email to our support team. So every one of our customers has a dedicated customer success manager. And so you email that person and they're going to get back to you. But you can start off that conversation by emailing our support. So it's support@risevision.com.
Okay.
They respond within 1 business hour, and then they'll kind of triage you to where whoever you need to speak to.
Okay. And then if schools aren't Rise Vision clients, but they're interested in learning more, what should they do?
Yeah, so if they're ready to learn more about digital signage, they can get in touch with me directly. So that would be Jennifer. Ooh, what's my email? Jennifer.jennings@risevision.com. Or if they don't want to talk to me first and they're just ready to get straight to it, they can email sales@risevision.com and one of our AEs will be able to help them out.
Okay, and I'm sure you can give a great walkthrough of what it's like and the pricing and all the features and all of that. So
Yeah, absolutely.
awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I think this was really helpful. And, in 2024, if you are looking at making some advancements with your own digital signage, Jennifer gave you a lot of tips that you can do on your own. Obviously, if you're looking for a great tool that makes it easy, Rise Vision is a great solution for that. So we left your email. Is there anywhere else, Jennifer, if they're looking to connect with you more? Are you out on any social channels where they could connect at all?
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Actually, one of my 2024 resolutions is to provide more content on LinkedIn and just be more engaged on the platform. So
Okay.
you can find me on there, Jennifer Jennings.
Okay, awesome. I'll make sure to link to that as well. Very excited and happy. I did a big webinar last summer and we just did another one for folks. It's always nice partnering with companies that are really focused on helping out schools. I really appreciate your time with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, I love working with you. It's been the webinar we did last year was super successful. This, second webinar, popular demand. I'm serious. People absolutely loved your webinars. So, I mean, it's
Yeah.
great to partner with you and to work with you.
Yeah. Well, we just got a lot of schools to learn from, right? We learn some best practices. Sometimes we learn some worst practices. We don't share where we get those worst practices, but we want to all learn and get better and grow together. So, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another week of the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. We will see you here, same time, same place next week. Thanks so much, Jennifer. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I want to let you in on a little secret. Creating this podcast is my favorite thing to do. Now, I have a pretty amazing job all around, but podcasting is my happy place. Of course, podcasting doesn't pay the bills, and I have six kids, remember? So I wanted to remind you of the three ways I help schools through my paid programs. Number one, and most popular, is my membership group. You can join my exclusive virtual community designed for school social media managers. It offers a treasure trove of resources, including Canva templates, daily support, live weekly training sessions, and access to a vast library of webinars. You guys, with over 400 schools across the country already benefiting from this vibrant community, you'll gain insights and tools that can supercharge your school's social media presence. Number two way that I serve schools is speaking. I love to share my passion for social media, and I do this with communication organizations across the country and school districts. My keynotes really deliver actionable tips and strategies that can be implemented immediately, ensuring that your school stays ahead of the communication curve. And last, number three, my team and I, we actually do social media management for schools. So many school districts struggle to stay consistent on social media, and that's due to a lack of dedicated communication personnel. So that's where we come in. Our team will partner with your school district to manage your Facebook and Instagram accounts, and we ensure a consistent flow of compelling stories that come directly from your staff. That's it. If you are interested in getting more details on number one, the membership group, number two, speaking, number three, the social media management, hop on over to my website, socialschool4edu.com. And then until next time, keep telling those stories.